The Cross in the Desert. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, the Supreme Court heard the strange case of an 8-foot cross in a remote federal preserve in California.
Did Congress endorse a religion when it gave a single acre of a huge federal preserve to the VFW to save a cross at a war memorial?
Veterans groups say the cross is religion neutral.
That is the symbol we use to reflect sacrifice of everybody.
The other side says, don't be silly.
We can't have governments selling the public's land to make religious statements.
But if you read the case, it's not really about religion or war memorials, because this isn't the original cross. The original cross was wood. It vanished long ago. The steel cross that's there now was put up in 1998 by Henry Sandoz, who drilled holes into Sunrise Rock and bolted the cross into place. Well, the law says you can't do that on a federal preserve without permission. But being in a desert, nobody really minded, until a Buddhist discovered the cross and said, hey, if they can put up a cross, I can put up a Buddhist shrine. That's when the Park Service finally decided to enforce the law, which says no monuments without permission, which meant the cross would have to go. But members of Congress, determined to be on God's side, forbid the Park Service to spend one dime on cross removal and made the acre on which the cross stands private property, at which point everybody lawyered up. And so now, instead of just spending a few $1,000 to enforce the law against vandalizing a federal preserve, taxpayers will spend millions to decide whether vandalism is okay so long as it occurs in the shape of a cross. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.